Last time you didn't have a fully healthy Michael Bowley. He said today he was about 70%. Did you think about, you know, how that game could have been different if you did have him, seeing as how important he is to the defense?
That game could have been different if we had, you know, a few components missing. You know, Justin Tuck wasn't healthy. You know, we were missing OC. You know, Bowley went in with a banged up hamstring and, you know, gave us everything he, you know, that he had for that particular moment. And, you know, but we don't hang our heads on that. You know, we don't hang our heads on that. You know, we made adjustments and we made strides, you know, missing people, key people in our defense all year long. So, you know, just fortunate enough that we have everyone healthy and everyone all on deck, and we'll see what the outcome is come Sunday. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You know, we're extremely excited to have all of our key guys intact. You know that we're going to ride with. You know, going through this postseason, and you know, we're excited. You know, we're excited about the opportunity that's ahead of us, and we're excited about you know, playing together and understanding the defense, understanding each other, understanding that this guy's going to be next to us, and he's fighting with everything he has.
Is this the ultimate challenge for a defense champs in their building and that high-powered offense, even though you faced them once before?
Oh, it's a challenge no matter which way you look at it. You know, going against Green Bay, which is, you know, on record the best team in the NFL at this moment, defending Super Bowl champions. I mean, Super Bowl champions last year. You know, this is our second playoff game. You know, this game is going to dictate, you know, whether we proceed or not. So, you know, I think that's our biggest challenge. That's going to be our biggest momentum swing is going in and trying to, you know, be the best Giants we can be this upcoming Sunday.
You studied all what Kansas City did and how they beat them?
Absolutely. That was the first film I watched. And, you know, they attacked them defensively. And, you know, they were very physical. You know, I think they were more physical than Green Bay on that given day. And, you know, they won the game.
Justin said the other day that, you know, he feels like the defensive line is going to dictate whether or not you guys can win this game. Does he feel that because he's part of that, or do you – do you feel there's some truth to that?
You know, I agree with it, you know, in some sort. But, you know, defensive line, it always starts up front. You know, those guys has been doing an exceptional job of getting pressure on quarterbacks. They've been doing an even better job of stopping the run and clogging up those gaps so the runs can't break loose. And, you know, we have to do our job in the secondary and, you know, make sure we take away their receivers, which they have a lot of weapons. And, you know, linebackers have to do both, you know, at the same time. So it's going to be a team effort. It's going to be a collective effort. You know, there's not one position that has, you know, a more of a responsibility than the other. You know, we all pretty much have the same responsibility, just different techniques. What kind of player he is now? You know, I think he's a smarter player. He's a smarter player. He understands the defense a whole lot better. And most of all, he's going out there and he's causing havoc. And he's playing reckless and he's giving everything he's got on each and every play.
Hey, Charles, do you think Kenny Phillips answered a lot of questions about his knee this season?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think whether his knee has been bothering him or not, you know, it doesn't look like it. And, you know, he's been playing through it. You know, he hasn't said anything to anyone. And, you know, I mean, we check up on him, you know, pretty often, but, you know, he's always ready to go and he's always there for us. So, you know, the mentality of this team is tremendous. It's out the roof. And, you know, we have guys that are extremely banged up. I know personally myself, I know I'm extremely banged up. But, you know, once Sunday comes, you know, that goes, and, you know, it goes out the window. You know, we're all in. We're all on deck. And we're going to do whatever it takes to make sure we go out there and win this game come Sunday. We focus on the team. We focus more on the team. We don't focus on individuals. You know, they're both great receivers. I think Jordy Nelson has been having the better year out of both. But, you know, he's been their big play guy. You know, Greg, you always know what you're going to get from Greg. Very crafty receiver, very smooth receiver. And, you know, one of the best receivers in the league in my eyes. And, you know, they have a lot of weapons. They have a lot of weapons. They're stacked at each and every position. So we have to go out there and focus on the team instead of focusing on individuals.
And, Charles, when you prepare for them, you know what I mean? You know, you say they have a lot of weapons. Does it seem like there's more to worry about and deal with because they have so many weapons, or is it like just another game with different
man, to me, it's another game. You know, I don't put any opponents on the pedestal. You know, I understand that they have a lot of weapons. I understand that they're an awesome opponent, but then again, so are we. So, you know, I don't put any opponent on a pedestal no greater than we do ourselves. So, We understand they have weapons. Every team in the NFL has weapons. Every team in the NFL, you know, have those elite guys, and they have a lot of them. But at the same time, so do we.
Antro, when you look back at the Kansas City thing, was it just a mental thing, or did they do something that was different too?
They played ball. They played ball. They played physical ball. They played technique sound ball, and they were on point.
So you think pretty much looking at what Kansas City did, it's just really what a defense brings is just a mental thing.
I mean, you know, it's mental, yeah, but you know, at the same time, for whatever reason, Kansas City got the better of them that day. And I mean, you can't really look at it and say this is the reason why he did this, or you know, or vice versa. But you know, for whatever reason, it's the NFL. Anything can happen on any given day. I don't think that Green Bay was necessarily off their game. I just think that Kansas City was definitely on their game.
Does it help you not put them on a pedestal because that game was so close and it could have been?
I don't put any team on a pedestal, especially if I'm going up against them. Like I said, you know, I don't disrespect any opponent. I understand that there are great teams out there, and you know, they have a lot of weapons. I mean, they lost one game all year. I mean, you know, so I think that speaks for themselves. But you know, me personally, you know, myself going to a game mentally, I don't put no team on a pedestal. And I feel like every team can go out there and be beaten. And I definitely feel like we have a chance to go out there and beat them coming this upcoming Sunday.
You said that similar things that New England game. I know. You just get tired of hearing some stuff from time to time. You just get,
you know,
pride,
I mean,
kicks in.
You always understand what you're gonna get. You know, I mean, no one's gonna give us a chance, which is fine. You know, we can care less about what, you know, what anyone else has to say. As long as we go out there and put a stamp on it come Sunday, you know, like I said, the game still has to be played. It doesn't matter what. Who says what? Doesn't matter what I say. Doesn't matter what anyone else says. It matters, you know, what happens on the field come Sunday.
Last time you played them, they had something like 440 yards passing. You guys have obviously gotten better in the last month. What has changed, which makes you think you'll be able to reduce that number?
You know, playing them the first time, I think we, I think they understood what kind of challenges we presented to them, and you know, I think we could have helped ourselves out in certain situations. I think, you know, we definitely let some players slip away from us. I mean, you know, just minor things that led to big things, that led to, you know, a couple of touchdowns. But, you know, we're a different team right now. We're a different team, and we understand that. And we're going to keep that focus. We're going to keep that drive. And we're going to keep going out there and playing at the same level. We're going to pick it up a pace. You know, we're coming in here expecting to win this game. You know, that's going to be our mindset. That's going to stay our mindset. And we're not going to let anyone tear it away from us.